Watch a train?
Yeah, yeah, right here in the lake. I had four shells. I had a pump gun then. I had four shells in that gun when I sunk, and I had shells in a can. And when I got out of that water, well, I held on to that raincoat and that gun, and then I bail-locked the gun and took the water out of it, because I thought my parents had went to the picture show that night. So I took the water out of it good like that, and I just raised up like that and shot one time, and they heard me. They could hear from here to the lake. And my daddy said to my brother, he said, "You better go get Bud," he said, "because he can't come through that lake." That's when he went to see for me. Then he was kind of young then. He got scared, that kind of, he got a little rough, you know, and he got scared and turned around and come back. Told my daddy he couldn't find me. So my daddy, he took off after me and went over there. I got caught over there twice like that. And then about a year ago, quite a year ago, must be about 8-9 months now, sunk out there in Middle Lake. Went out there in that water better than 3 hours before I was picked up. Me and my youngest grandson and Dr. William, the three of us. It was better than 3 hours, and then before the fishermen saw us out there and picked us up. And it was getting late that evening too. We were just lucky. Got caught out there in the Norther. Three of us in a damn boat. With a 10 horsepower motor, where I usually use an 18, well, we just wasn't making time fast enough. That's all. I thought I could beat that squall and get behind that point. And we didn't get nowhere. We got right out there in Mid Lake and just lost everything we had but one lure. That lure got caught in an anchor rope. I told him to take that son of a gun and hang it up in somewhere in your room where you can remember it. Then we used to have all this back in here all the way to past that let's see, it's 1-2 in the brother built a new house, and they got a trailer. Well, until the other side of that trailer, where them trees start, we used to have all that farm and all that back in there.
Now this whole road is just a bunch of new.
Huh?
This whole road is just a bunch of new.
All that is new, oh yeah. That's the reason why they call it Dave Road, because my daddy dedicated the land to the parish to put a road through here, and they gave him the job foreman. So he dedicated to the parish, and that's why they call it. They got one of them called Road, and then we got another road back in here. That's the reason why. Otherwise, this whole section back in here belonged to my daddy.
Yeah. Now, when you started school, you started in Slidell, you said?
No, I started over here. We had a little schoolhouse over here, just one big room.
Had you started two. In the what?
I started, in Primer then, they call it, you know.
Yeah.
But we was all old already, like, you know, they didn't send people and kids to school now, them days are young like they do now. You didn't have no kindergarten or nothing like that. Them water lilies used to get so bad in that bayou. I don't know what you call them, water hydrant, something like that. They grow about this tall, and they'll make a purple flower.